We're gathered here to pray about the Middle East, the situation there. It is an absolute powder keg. And I have been receiving intelligence from people who are in the know about various aspects of what's going on. And part of that is, in addition to Iran, there's talk that Iraq may start actually launching missiles. We've seen a lot of headlines just in the last couple of hours. The U.S. State Department is issuing a worldwide caution travel because of the animosity toward Americans after the propaganda from Hamas to suggest that Israel fired a rocket at a hospital, which we know is not true. We're seeing headlines. The U.S. Navy warship near Yemen has interceded multiple missiles. Weaponized drones attack U.S. military base in southern Syria, injuring troops. So now some of our men and women have been injured. Putin has been spotted in China with a nuclear briefcase. We're also seeing now new evidence reveals that North Korea played a role in Hamas's ruthless assault against Israel. It just goes on and on. So you've got Iran issuing very severe threats. And you know as well as I do that if Iran escalates, this will turn into World War III, and the players being China, Russia, North Korea. I had a vision many years ago when I was in New York City of a nuclear snow in New York City, and I saw the outfit or the military garb of someone, and I wasn't quite sure if it was North Korea or Russia. That prophetic word is out there on record, and I've been praying ever since. We know that huge cities in the U.S. are a potential target. So we are going to begin to pray. We are going to do this a little bit differently today. I'm going to open this up, and you're going to take turns praying without my complete moderation. So please make sure that until it's time for you to pray, that you keep your mic muted so that we can actually hear and agree. This is a critical time. This is a powder keg. I do know this. Israel is not going anywhere, but that does not mean that there won't be or could not be mass casualties. It does not mean that this could not spark World War III. We need to pray, and I'm very grateful to see so many Awakening Prayer Hub leaders on this broadcast today. Awakening Prayer Hubs is our prayer movement, and we're in about 100 nations now, so we're going strong. Some of you may want to join with us officially at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join a hub, launch a hub, sponsor a hub. We've got people still streaming in, but we're going to begin to pray. I will start, and then I will open it up to some of you. So Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for your mercy. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are the Most High God. You are on the throne. You are Emmanuel, God with us. We are asking you to defend your people, Israel. And God, we are asking you to de-escalate this very real threat. We are asking you to dismantle the enemy's plans to bring about World War III before the time. God, he's trying to change the times and the law. He's trying to maneuver in the nations. This is a war for the harvest. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to intervene for the sake of souls. God, how many will perish if World War III breaks out? How many have already perished just in the skirmishes that we have seen so far? Israelis, Americans, innocent Palestinians who want nothing to do with the war at hand. God, would you step in? Would you intervene? God, would you work a miracle on behalf of Israel and put an end to this religious war? I'm asking you, Lord, to do what only you can do, but I'm also asking you to equip us to pray without ceasing, to pray effective prayers, to pray without ceasing, God, day and night for the peace of Jerusalem as your word commands. Help us to do our part, to stand in the gap, to be the watchman on the wall, watching and praying for your glory, watching and praying to see what you would say to us. Oh God, we're watching and praying. God, we will stand steady. We will not fear. Our hearts will not fail because of fear. We will not faint in the day of adversity. Our strength is not small. We are ready for what you have allowed in the earth. God, you are sovereign, and we we know that you will protect your people, Israel, but we stand and ask you for that protection for every innocent soul. We ask you, Lord, for the sake of the souls who don't know you, Lord, stave off this war, stave off World War III. We know there can be no ceasefire. We know there can be no truce. We know there can be no backpedaling. We know that Israel is going to go forth in full force to eradicate Hamas, just as our president in the past eradicated jihadists. It must be done. We understand that evil is personified and it is raging in the nations. There are sleeper cells in nations in the earth, and this is the prime time for people to come out of the floodgates, stealing, killing, and destroying like Satan himself. So God, we're asking you to step in. God, we're asking you to give us the right prayer strategies, to give us the way of escape, to show us how to pray. Lord, we lift up holy hands and pray in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that you will have your will. You will have your way. We push back the darkness and take authority over every satanic device to wipe Israel off the map in the name of Jesus. It cannot be so. It shall not be so, because Israel's not going anywhere, but we don't want to see any more people perish. We don't want to see children afraid and hurting. We want to see your will be done, and we know that you are the desire of the nation. So God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you now, Lord, do what you want to do. Help us to pray rightly in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, if you want to pray, go ahead and jump in. Don't pray over each other. Unmute yourself and pray. Don't pray over each other, guys.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, Father. We come to you, Lord God, in agreement, Lord God, over your word, what you have already declared about Israel, Lord God. You said Israel must be saved, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we come into agreement, Lord God, no matter what we're seeing in the natural, Lord God, in the spiritual, Lord God, you said not so. Your nation, the people that you've called by your name, shall not be destroyed. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you are doing, Lord God, for the lives that you're saving, Lord God, those that you brought out of Israel, Lord God, in the midst of this war, oh God, the Palestinians, Lord God, that you are saving for yourself, Lord God, because you are the God of all nations. Father God, we thank you right now, Father. We also take a stand against that spirit, Lord God, that spirit of hatred, that spirit of anti-Semitism, the deception and the lies, Lord God, that have been going out, where people have been empathizing and sympathizing and agreeing with the spirit that's in Hamas, the spirit that's in Iraq and Iran, the Antichrist spirit, that they've been coming into agreement with that spirit in the earth, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we're asking you to break off the deception, Lord God. Lord, those whose hearts are not yet seared, Father, we're asking you, Lord God, to open a door that they might see the light, that they might see your word, Lord God, and come into agreement with your will. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' mighty name, and we say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, God, we come before you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing on the earth right now. We see you, Father God. We see you. We know that you're on the move and we know that you're on the throne. And we place our trust in you, Father God, and we bless your people, God. I call right now for radical mass salvations right now in the name of Jesus, God, that there would be radical Saul to Paul conversions in the name of Jesus, God, that you would cause confusion amongst the enemy, God, but they would then turn and there would be reconciliation amongst these people, God. This is your heart. You called us to have a ministry of reconciliation, God. So I call forth reconciliation. I call forth the blood of Jesus to cover that land and to cover every heart and every soul that's there, God. I pray for the innocent lives that are lost, God. I know that your heart is breaking over this, God. And so I call forth angels on assignment to protect your people, God, to protect your people, God. And I pray that you would just turn the hearts of those in the church, God, that we would begin to fall on our knees and pray prayers of travail for your people, God, for the lost souls, God, for those who need your salvation, God. We declare your salvation. We declare that you're on the throne, that you are the one true living God. And you are not shaken by this because you are seated on the throne in a position of rest, God. So we thank you that you are a mighty, mighty God, and we can place our trust in you, God. And we thank you for how you're going to move on behalf of these people. We thank you in advance, God. We see you. We see you, God. We see you even in the midst of chaos, God. We see you on the throne. But oh, God, give us fresh vision. Give us fresh vision of you on the throne. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Father, we just come in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We exalt you, God, even in the earth realm, oh God. Father God, according to your word, Psalms 121, oh God, it said that we'll lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh thy help, oh God. Father God, we speak even now, we decree now, Lord God, that Israel's help come from you, O God, who made the heaven and the earth, God. Father God, your word said that you will not suffer their foot to be moved, and you said he that keepeth thee will not slumber. So, Father God, we thank you according to your word, Lord God, that he that keepeth Israel, you only you, God, can keep Israel. The word said that you neither slumber nor sleep, and so your eye is on Israel, O God. So, God, we agree with your word, God. We agree with what you are trying to do in the earth realm where they're concerned, O God. Father, your word said that you are the keeper. You are Israel's keeper. You're their shade upon their right hand. You are their protector, Lord God. You said that the sun should not smite them by day nor the moon by night, Lord God. It is you that preserve them from evil, God, and evil have come upon them. Evil has come toward them, oh God, but you said you will preserve them, oh God. Rabbi Shete, what the devil means for evil, God, you would always turn it around for good. Father God, you said that you will preserve their soul. So Lord, it is you that shall preserve their going out, God, and it is you that will preserve their coming in, God, from this time forth here, forth even forevermore. It is so, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the head of the church, Father, we pray from a position of authority. We pray from a position of authority on behalf of Israel, on behalf of souls, Father. We thank you for spiritual interference, spiritual intervening on their behalf, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus, because you defend the apple of your eye, and they are the apple of your eye, Heavenly Father. And we thank you in the name of Jesus for spiritual interference. Angels, go in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that it will not proceed ahead of time. It will not proceed ahead of time. And we thank you that they are protected by the blood and the angels we are dispatching right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. We exalt you, Father, because you are God. God, there's no one like you, Father. God, we magnify you, God. We exalt you, Father. God, because you are God, you are a sovereign God, Father, because you see and you know it all. God, we ask you, oh God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Father, we're coming in agreement, Father, concerning Israel, oh God. Father, dispatch your mighty host, oh God, in the heavenly realms, oh God, right now, God. Father, allow no more lives to be lost, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, we speak restoration, Father, we speak wholeness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, my people will call by my name, humble themselves and seek face and turn for them with the ways. You will heal the land, Father. They're in need of healing, oh God. We thank you, Father, because your people, God, your people, Father, are crying out to you, oh God, on behalf of Israel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, comfort those that have lost loved ones and friends, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, you will send the comforter who is the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, go forth and do your work. We thank you, Father, for the prayers have already answered. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. And remember the woman of God, Father, that called this prayer, Father. Remember her, oh God, in a special way, oh God. Continue to keep her covered, oh God, yes. Under the blood, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, for that we tell you, thank you, for it is thank so. You. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Almighty God, you said, Lord, you said to bring the children to you and to keep them away from you was not your will. So, Father, on behalf of innocent children, we are coming to you and we are asking, Lord, that all the lies, the deceits, the indoctrination, and the perversions that have been taught to innocent children, that you would block it, that you would make it fruitless. That these precious ones would be restored to innocence and purity, that they would have an opportunity to know you, to meet you, to receive you, to choose you, and all the lies and the deceits that have caused them to live in darkness, to potentially grow up in darkness and to commit hideous acts, Lord, that these would not happen, that you would find a miraculous way to restore innocence, to preserve the hearts and minds of these children, Almighty God, and Hamas would have no legacy in the next generations. I thank you, Almighty God, that even now we are calling for a Ziklag miracle so that Israel can restore back to Israel all those that are hostages, all the innocent ones, Lord. Not one would be lost. Father, I thank you for angels to go forth now to hide these precious ones, to hide the innocent so the enemy cannot find them, to give supernatural insights to those who would step forth to rescue. You, God, you can translate them. You can do amazing things. And we're asking that your strong arm would be released, your righteous right hand would be released, and you, God, would work miracles on behalf of the children. Thank you, Almighty God, for the assurance we have that you are for our children. You are, and that you will put a halt on those that would cause harm to innocent children, Lord. And we just thank you for the assurance we have that you are more than able, more than willing, and that we can stand expectant, Lord, to see your hand move on behalf of our children. Thank you, Almighty God. We claim it in Jesus' name.
We bless you, Father God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, Lord. And we just ask you to forgive the people of Israel, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to show mercy upon your precious people, Father God, that you encounter them with your love, Lord, that you draw them in even now, Father God. We know that you have a plan and we cry out to you now. We cry out to you, Lord. We know that you are a merciful God and that you are loving and kind. You are the one and true living God. We also pray mercy for the Palestinians, Father God. We know that you love them too. You love all the people in this earth, Father God. And so we pray even now that this will be a testimony to the nations, Father God, that you step in and that you show out, Father God. People are watching you, Lord. They're hungry, Father God. And we know that you answer by fire, Father God. You've not turned a blind eye to this. You see what's happening. And so we cry out even now, Father God, for souls to be saved, that you would encounter them now, Father God, that these people that are watching, Lord, that they would see your grace and your glory, Father God. Let this be a testimony, Lord. You are so good and so loving and so kind. We thank you, Father God, and we lift your name on high. We know that you're going to answer. We know that you're going to come through. You never fail and you cannot fail. So we see you, Father God. We trust in you and we cry out, Abba, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness in this hour. This will work out well. This will come out together. This will be victorious because you our God and you alone, Father God. So we stand here by faith, believing and seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we cry out by faith, believing for this to turn around even now, and souls to be saved, souls to be redeemed, souls to be recovered before it's too late, Father God. Encounter them with your love, Lord. Encounter them even now as we cry out, Father God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, we come before you today and we ask you for mercy. Father God, have mercy. Father God, your word said that your people who are called by your name, if they humble themselves and pray and seek your first and turn away from their wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Father God, we ask you that if they are not humble, oh Father God, that
you have mercy on them. Father God, if they do not pray and seek your face, Father God, that you have mercy on them. Father God, if they cannot, they have sins that you have not forgiven. Oh, Father God, you said if intercessors rise up, oh, Father God, that you are looking for intercessors, Father God, to forgive your people. Oh, Father God, here we are today. Here we are today. Forgive them, Father God. Heal their land. Heal their land in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, when your peace comes, hate has to go. When your love comes, hate has to go. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Shalom. May your shalom take over. Any missile that try to come in, may your shalom stop it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, turn their hearts of stone into hearts of flesh in the name of Jesus. That those who don't know you, that they know you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. That those who don't have your love, that they have your love in their hearts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And I thank you. I thank you for Apostle for putting this prayer together. I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercies, Lord. We pray, Father, for your perfect and sovereign will to be done in the nation of Israel and the surrounding regions, Lord. Father God, we ask and pray for a hedge of protection around your people there, Lord God. We pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem as you commanded in your word, Lord God. We ask and pray, Lord God, that you will bless your people from Zion, Lord God, and that you, O Lord God, would dispatch ministering angels on assignment, Lord, for the protection, O God, of these ones, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you would even stir up in our spirits, Lord God, to pray the will of the Father to be done in Israel, all for your interest, Lord God, for the carrying out of your purpose, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, make us one with you, even in prayer, Lord God, and in our hearts, that our hearts will be aligned with your heart concerning your chosen people, Israel, because you have a desire to make these ones a part of your church. Yes, Lord, use this situation to save their souls, that they would turn to Jesus Christ and receive him as their Lord and Messiah in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, don't let this matter be in vain. We pray, Father, that you would gain profit from this, gain many souls, not only of the Jews, but even, Lord, of the Muslims and the other unbelievers in that region, Lord God. We ask and pray, Father God, for a mighty harvest to come through this situation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because what the devil meant for evil, Lord, you have a way of turning it around for good. So we ask and pray, Father God, that the perfect will of the Father be accomplished, Lord, concerning Israel and the surrounding places in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your victory. We pray that you will gain all the glory through this situation. And we, as the body of Christ, exercise the authority that you have delegated to us to bind Satan and bind all his evil spirits and powers and strategies that are against your people, Israel, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the enemy be put to shame in this situation, in Jesus' name, and your perfect will be accomplished here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Father God, we just pray, Father, for all the other countries and cities, Father God, with this violent protest. We just pray, God, to bind the violence, the spirit of murder, Father God. We pray for peace in the other countries. Peace in the cities, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just pray, God, to be peaceful protests, God, but there be no violence in the name of Jesus, no rioting in the name of Jesus, God. We bind, Father God, the enemy, Father God. Loose the cities, loose them in the name of Jesus, God. We just pray a fire, God, upon all the other cities in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for your peace. We pray there be massive evangelism in the name of Jesus, God. Use the church, use the body of Christ, God, to minister to Muslims, God, to minister to Arabs, Father God, to minister to Jews, Father God, those who feel hopeless, those who feel despair, God. Use us, God. Use us to set the captives free. Use us, Father God, to proclaim the good news, God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, God, to proclaim good news to the poor, God, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, God. So use us to minister, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for massive salvations, God, in the name of Jesus, in the U.S., God, in Iraq, in Iran, God. We pray for the persecuted church, God, to be able, Father God, to pray, God, and to war and to fast, Father God. We just pray the body of Christ would stand up, God, and walk in the authority that you've given us, Father God, to do the will of the Father, God, to do your will, to save souls, to drive out devils, God, to heal the sick, those that are sick in mind, those that are sick in body, Father. Use us as first responders, Father God. It's a red cross, Father God. We just pray, God, we bring the cross. We bring the cross of salvation, Father, to these places, to these cities, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those places, God, where there's a high Muslim population, Father God, a high Arab population, use us to minister to them, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, God, that we say your name loud, God. When the Lord is lifted up, God, his enemies be scattered. Scatter every enemy. Scatter the spirit of Islam. Scatter the spirit of terrorism. Scatter the spirit, Father God, of Sharia law. Scatter every antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus. Use us as you see fit in the name of Jesus, Father God. And thank you for Apostle Jennifer LeClaire. Protect her, Father God. Protect her as she prays in the midnight hour. Protect her, Father God, as she dispatches, God, different prayer warriors, God, in different cities, states, and countries. Protect her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against demonic attacks and try to attack her. I try to attack her family. I try to attack her daughter. I try to attack the ministry. I try to attack her finances in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon Apostle LeClaire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that you would send your angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go. So, Father, we thank you that Israel belongs to you, Lord God, and we cry out, oh Lord, for the nation of Israel today, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you, oh Lord, are able to send your angels on assignment, and we ask, oh God, for the salvation of those, Lord God, that don't know you, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you would begin to work, Lord God, in the heart of those in authority, Lord God. Father, you're able to turn the heart of the king, so we ask, oh God, that your heart would, that the heart of those in authority, Lord God, would begin to bring this war to a halt in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you would begin to stir, Father God, those lying demons to come to silence in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that they would be silenced, that every rumor of war be silenced in the name of Jesus, and that it would not prevail. But we pray, Father God, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that the peace of Jerusalem would prevail. We pray, Father God, for your mercy upon this nation, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, would begin to use, Father God, those around the people that don't know you, Father God, that you would protect those, Lord God, that are missionaries, those that are trying to get out of unsafe places, Lord God, and that your angels would take them to a place of safety. And Father, we pray, oh God, that many souls would come to you, Lord God. But we ask, Father God, that this war would cease in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that righteousness would prevail upon this situation, Lord God, and that the works of darkness would be pushed back in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that Israel is the apple of your eye. And we just pray, Father God, for the peace of Jerusalem in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you give me a vision. I'm calling right now the Daniels and the disciples of Christ. I'm calling out that people will be awakened, that they will know it's not about countries, not about cultures, not about races. It's kingdom against kingdom and nations against nations. Father, right now, you put me in my heart to pray for the men and women and children that I say, where are the Daniels in the outward? Where are the disciples of Christ? Where are the ones that are said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit? Father, I pray that you send a vibration of your voice of thunder and lightning and voices from the throne of grace, Father, that the people will demolish religion, rivalry, prejudice, that will cause your chosen ones to repent, to be clean, to say, let me evaluate my life so that I can stand from a position of love and unity and power. And I've been praying for you since 2017, when you also showed me a vision, Father, of things that were coming. And I've been praying behind closed doors for 10 years, imploring, Father, for the children. And I pray, Father, that you give me an opportunity to come together. Bless Jennifer LeClaire, bless everyone here, Father, and I pray that you will touch the heart of those. You remind them of King David, and that we're going back. Where have you put the women and the children? And then the enemy will leave the wounded soldiers behind. Leave Palestinians, wounded soldiers behind. And Israel, have mercy on them.
and give them food, and give them hospitality and sanity, because they love me for that. For you to tell me, let me show you where the heart, the children of the women, Father. Yes. Unity, you're calling in the body of Christ. You're calling to see our love, Father. It's like Elisha. Shut the door behind them. Look at the enemy. Father, right now I ask that you blind the enemy. Blind them. Right, that they don't see them. They're going to be walking by them, and they won't even see them, Father. Hide them from the eyes of the enemy. Free them from the lion den. Keep them from the evil one. Father, I come against the ministry of Alexander the coppersmith. But they behold to your ministry. You do it to them according to your word and works. And bless, Father, have mercy and grace on those that have abandoned their trust. Father, I'm calling in the spirit right now. Bring back the watchmen. Bring back the intercessors. Bring back those that are standing in the gap. Father, let the men and women have mercy and say, let me unite with my brothers and sisters. Father, the most beautiful testimony you can have is unity in the body of Christ. Father, Father, you already finished at the cross. You said it's finished. Father, I pray for mercy, for repentance, for revival, because it's about the harvest. And you're calling a generation to rise up, Father. We're going to rise up a Joshua generation that will call your name, Father. So I ask for your mercy, your grace. And I'm going to have the boldness right now to intercede. I said, I am standing in the gap right now with my brothers and sisters that are listening to me, all of us in the spirit realm. Forgive us. Because we have sinned against you and heaven. You see, we're here standing in the gap, Father. Do not smite them. You will have to go before me. Mercy and grace. And your grace and your love melt their hearts and turn them and awaken them, Father. Let this opportunity rise up. An army. The Gideon army, where we will shake in the heavens and bring glory to your name on earth. Father, how can we evangelize? How can we bring the gospel of peace if there's no peace? So we can have, they need sound mind to listen to us. So Father, I'm asking for a moment, an opportunity to send us out to bring your word, your power, your grace. Glorious time are coming.
Thank you, Lord.
And the enemy wants confuse us, Father. In the name of Jesus, I seal this prayer by power and grace, and I thank you for what you have already done. Bless this ministry. Bless us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Father, we thank you on this afternoon, God. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor on today, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you first, God. We thank you for covering and protecting us, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we call on God, Jehovah Nisi. You are our victor, God. We call on Jehovah Rapha, that's a healer, God. So, Father, we lift up Israel, God. We lift up Israel. We lift up Gaza. We lift up Jerusalem, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, you told us to weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice, God. So, Father, I thank you right now, God, as we are weeping with those that are suffering, God. Father, I decree, God, that you, Lord, would send your angels, God. Send your angels there, God, to assist them, God. Those that are suffering, God. Those that have lost loved ones, God. Holy Spirit, I know you to be a comforter, God. So, Father, I decree and declare, Holy Spirit, that you would comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, send them comfort to their heart to let them know they will never be without, God. They will never be without help, because you are very present help. In
the time of trouble. So Holy Spirit, oh God, I thank you for hovering over the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I decree and declare, God, that every intercessor, God, that you will position us in the realm of the spirit, that we will become like snipers, God, that we will see the enemy afar off, God, that we'll be willing to turn down our plate, God, to pray and to intercede and bombard heaven on the behalf of what's coming today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree, God, that you would get the glory, Father, that you would get the glory. Let miraculous miracles break forth, God. Let Muslims come to serve you, come to their knees and bow and say, what must I do to be saved, God? Because in the midst of calamity, in the midst of a hard place, God, you will desire to get the glory because you love souls. You said all souls belong to me, God. So Father, we decree and declare, God, that miracles will break forth. Let testimonies come forth, God, even for our sisters and brothers who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that is in Jerusalem, God, and that is in Israel, God. We decree and declare, God, that they would receive you, and they will receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior, God. And we decree, God, that they will cry out to you, God, because, Lord, you are very present help in the time of trouble. So God, we thank you and we give you glory and praise for what you're doing. We shall not fear, God. We shall not fear, Lord. We don't have nothing to fear, God, because we have a host of angelic beings, angelic angels that are warring on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, cover, God. We even lift up United States of America today, God. Even the borders, Lord, that are going unchecked, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bring an awareness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be taken off guard. In the name of Jesus, God, allow us not to be taken off guard. Allow us not to be distracted by the cares of this world, oh God, because Holy Spirit, your desire for us is for us to know, to be knowing the next move and what to do and what's next. Why? Because you are all knowing, God. So Father, we thank you, God. We shut our ears to what the mainstream media is saying, God, and we put our ears to your heart, Father, that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. How do you want us positioned, God? What can we do, God? Yeah, God, what can we do, God, monetarily? And if we can't do that, God, can we turn down our plate for the move of God? Oh, God, we would turn down our plate, God, that we would get up in the midnight hour and cry out and walk far to heaven. So, Father, we thank you right now, oh God. I give you glory and honor, God. I know the word of God said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Those that are in right standing with you and upright, God. So we know that you hear our prayers, God, and we will continue to bombard heaven. We will continue to decree your word, God, to be established in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your long suffering, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your long suffering, Lord, that you have had with all of us, Lord. We thank you for your patience, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you want none to perish, God, not one to perish, Lord. Please, and you remember your covenant. You remember that you have a covenant with Israel, that you said, I will make with the people of Israel, that I have a covenant with my people, Israel, Lord Jesus. You took them out of Egypt. They shall prosper, Lord. They shall turn to you, Lord. We're praying for all those who will turn today, Lord, that will cry out and see that it is you and you alone, Lord Jesus, that they would call and they would just find their lips saying, Yeshua, Jesus. They will see that you are who you say you are, Lord. There is no turning to the left nor to the right, but straight to you, Lord Jesus. We're praying and crying out for those in Palestine, Lord, those in the Arab nations, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would send people all the people that are in these nations, Lord, that are yours, Lord, that they'd be strengthened, Lord, that they would be protected, Lord, that they would have provision to share, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the multiplication of provision for those who are there, Lord, those who are yours, Lord Jesus. We bless them. We bless Israel. We bless your people, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that they would come out of darkness. You have put it in their on their hearts, Lord, and on their minds, the truth of you, Lord Jesus. Let their eyes be opened. Let their ears be unstopped, Lord Jesus. We thank you that today, even today, that people will come into your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Today, people will turn from wickedness, turn from their ways of living before, Lord. The stiff necks will be loosened and look to you and you alone, God, no other God but you, Lord. You are the living God, and we are believing for a great harvest, Lord. And we are shutting and we're pushing back the darkness right now. We are pushing it back in your mighty name, Jesus. We thank you for Apostle Jennifer LeClaire, Lord. We bless her, her family, the ministries, Lord Jesus, Prophet Vanessa, and everyone here praying, Lord. We bless your name.
Father God, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to touch and agree in the spirit realm. We pray, Lord God, for the salvation, Lord God, of the Jewish people in Israel.
You're on mute.
Mary, unmute yourself. Mary.
Sorry. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to touch and agree in the spirit realm, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, for the salvation of the Jewish people, Lord God, but not only of the Jewish people in Israel, Lord God, but also the Jewish people all over the world, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the borders of Israel, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you touch their hearts, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would be able to minister to them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the leaders, Lord God. We pray that they would have divine strategies and discernment, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the confusion of the plans of the enemy, Lord God. We bind the spirits of the Amalekites and of Haman, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you expose all the demonic strategies and all the evil plans that are happening, Lord God. Father, as believers, Lord, we remind you, Lord Jesus, Lord God, of the covenants that you have with Israel, your chosen people, Lord God. Father, we ask you that the church may arise, that there would be intercessors, people on the wall day and night, Lord God. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as it says in Psalms 122, 6, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, also for the Jewish people all over, Lord God, and we pray for the ones in the big cities like New York, Lord God. We pray for the ones in New Jersey, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they would be protection, Lord God, that they would feel safe wherever they're at, Lord God. We ask you for your warning and your ministering angels to encamp around them, Lord God. Father, we also present to you all the innocent people, Lord God. We present to you the children, the elderly, the poor, the ones with special needs, the orphan, the pregnant women. Father, in particular, we pray for all the hostages, Lord God. You know all their names. You know all their hearts. You know everything that is happening with them, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would have mercy on every single one of them, Lord God. We ask you for their protection, Lord God. We ask you for their loved ones, Lord God. I can only imagine what their family and friends must be going through, Lord God. So we unite with them, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, that you would not forget any one of the hostages, Lord God. And we also pray, Lord God, for the people that have lost loved ones, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would guide them, that you would give them the peace that only you can give them, Lord God, that only comes through a relationship with you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, for the missionaries and for the fivefold, Lord God. We ask you to bless and protect all the messianic ministries, Lord God. Sid Roth, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that the Esthers, the Gideons, the Deborahs, the Joshuas, the Calebs would arise, Lord God. We ask you for warring and ministering angels to encamp around Israel, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that your perfect and divine will would happen, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will strengthen them, but above all, that they would get closer to you, and we bless the land, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Oh, what a mighty God.
Give you the glory.
We serve, Barabasete. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. God, I thank you for being the mighty God. I thank you for being the God that is in control of everything. I thank you for being the God of love, the God of peace, the God of patience, the God of joy. Ah, God, I ask that you give us joy, Lord God. Give us comfort, even as we intercede on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Israel right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, God. We rebuke every demonic power, God. We uproot everything of the enemy. Take territory, God. We inamasaterebe. God, we dispatch angels right now. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over there by the power right now. Oh, it's stripped in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority. You have no power in that area. You have no power in that realm. God, I ask that the Spirit of God raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. And out of this calamity and out of this trouble, Lord, I ask that you raise up apostles, that you raise up prophets, that you raise up evangelists, Lord God, that you raise up pastors in this, Lord God, that you raise up teachers that'll be on fire, that'll preach the gospel, that'll be on fire for you, Lord. Adabasete, comfort their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that you're near to the brokenhearted and you rescue those that are of a contrite spirit. Oh, God, we plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we rebuke the devil right now. We rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for us be able to come together, Lord. Oh, you said if two or three come together, you shall be in the midst. I thank you that you're here right now. I thank you that your power and your authority is here right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your angels are over there with our brothers and sisters. The same spirit, the same fire that we feel right now in this moment is the fire that is over there with him. I ask that everything that come against them that is not of your spirit catches fire right now in the name of Jesus. As Elijah called fire down from heaven, I ask that fire come down on every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for what it is that you're done. We to die right now. We praise you on credit for what it is that you've already done, what it is that you're going to do. Oh God, we give you glory today. We magnify you today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Father, be lifted and be exalted. Father, at this moment, Lord, oh God, you told us, you said we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But Father, right now we pray against the anti-Semitism spirit, the spirit, the demon of anti-Semitism. We see it arising, Lord, from the east, and it is being blown by the wind. A mighty wind is blowing this demonic spirit, Lord, to cover the whole earth, a rise of hatred of the nation of Israel, this rising in hate, Lord. Father, we pray against it. Let this demon be broken. We break its power. We uproot its power in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, oh God, we pray that the nation of Israel, that the nations that support Israel, that stand with Israel, Lord, that they may come out boldly, Lord, oh God, and strongly, Lord, and declare that they will stand with the nation of Israel, Lord, that the alliance will remain strong even against this demonic spirit of hatred that is rising all over the nations, oh God. We pray, Father, that your name be exalted. We pray that the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are an all-knowing God. This war, you were decreed and declared it already, Lord, in the beginning of time. Your prophetic word shall stand. What you have decreed upon the nation of Israel shall come to pass. No man or demon or devil in hell can stop your word, oh Lord, what you have decreed. Oh, Father, right now we pray that even as the saints are rising up to pray, that indeed, like Daniel, Lord, there might be reinforcements in the spiritual realms, Lord, that the angelic hosts might begin to rise up, oh Lord, that you are dispatching angelic hosts, Lord, oh God, to wage war in the heavens. That is where the real war, oh God, because what we see on the ground is just a physical manifestation. There is a war that is raging in the spirit. Father, but the saints we are gathering, the intercessors are gathering, the prophets, the churches are rising so that we can defeat this thing in the spirit, so that this rise against Israel, Lord, oh God, may be defeated in the spiritual realm. And then we decree and declare it, Lord. Let the heavens decree, let the heavens decree a de-escalation, oh God, of this war. Let there be a de-escalation Father, we know, Lord, oh God, that seasons and times belong to you, Lord. No man can rush what you want to do, oh God. We pray by your great mercy that your mercy may be poured out. Father, we know that the Middle East belongs to you. It was by your finger that you put the borders of the Middle East. The nations all in the Middle East belong to you. The Israelis, the Palestinians, all the Arab nations belong to you. Your mercy is still there. We are still living in the dispensation of grace. The cross of salvation is still available. Your word says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So tonight, Lord, we pray for the salvation plan, the redemption plan of the nations of the Middle East, Lord. You are still working, oh God. Time, there is still enough time, Lord. Raise the laborers, oh God. Raise those who will pay for the redemption plan of the Middle East to come to pass. It is not yet time, oh God. Father, for the perishing of so many people. Father, you say it is not your desire for one man to perish. For what do you benefit when mothers and children are being cut off their heads? When so much murder, blood is running in the street, what joy is that to you, O God? But yet for a man to be saved, O Jehovah. So let us rise up the saints. Raise up the saints, Lord. There are many that are hidden, O God. They are your hidden prophets, O Lord. They are your hidden apostles, your hidden pastors, O God. Galvanize them, Lord, O God. Lift us. We ascend by the Spirit. We ascend by the Spirit into the spiritual realm. Where there is this war, we stand in the front lines, oh God. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, oh God. Use us mightily, oh God. Use us mightily, oh God, for the redemption of this Middle East, oh God. Because it is your desire, Lord. It is your desire to save humanity. Father, we glorify and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Lord, I just want to raise up the mountain of media, Lord God. I know that this is being used to stir up disinformation, to raise against your people. Lord, I pray that this would be returned worldwide into your hands, Lord Jesus, that you would have media have to speak the truth in the name of Jesus, that they would report truth, that there would be no opportunity anymore for them to try and spread lies, to raise up anti-Semitism, to raise up anger, and to try and say positive things about a wicked organization. Lord God, I pray that you would just send the fear of God across the media, Lord, that they would be in fear of starting another war, that they would want to speak truth and truth only, Lord, that you would even bring salvation to the news reporters, Lord God, that they would start to report the truth according to you, Lord Jesus. And we do just ask, Lord, that your timelines would be adhered to, Lord, that the enemy would not be trying to speed things up and cause things before you have said it is time. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is going to be mass salvations. There is going to be mighty works of revival and things happening, Lord, and that will happen. I thank you, Lord, and we push back anything that would stand against that, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that first and foremost, your people, your chosen people, that you have covenant agreement, Lord, with that they will be called unto you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are for them and not against them. And I pray, Lord, that every one of their precious hearts would be turned towards you, that they would know of you as a Messiah as well as their God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and pray. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for everyone here, all over the representing all your servants all over the world, Lord God, who are lifting up the nation of Israel in Israel, but also Jews all over the world, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your love, your heart, and for your people, Lord God, and for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are our deliverer, Lord God. You are El Gabor. You are the mighty one of God. Oh, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray as the blood of Jesus all over the nation of Israel, Lord God. I pray, oh Lord God, that it extend beyond the borders. I pray, Lord God, that it also there be a canopy of protection to the core of the earth, all the way up to the third heaven before your very throne, oh Lord God. And I pray, oh Lord God, that the enemy, this I decree and declare before heaven, earth, and hell, that this is a no-fly zone, a no-go zone, Lord God, that the enemy will not be able to go in tunnels of underneath the earth. They will not be able to go by air or any other way, oh Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, I thank you for your
angels, Lord God, and we just dispatch the angelic host, Lord God, for deliver. For Lord, you were just like you did in Exodus, Lord God, that you released your angel to go before the Israelites and to bring them in, to bring into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all the other ites, Lord God, that you will completely destroy. And Lord, just like you did then, I pray, oh Lord God, that you bring salvations to those that will come into salvation, because you know the end from the beginning, oh God, Lord God, that you will remove the veil, the blinders that have been holding these people in bondage to the enemy, Lord God, and that you will release the angels of salvation to bring them in, Lord God. Lord, the Jews, but also, Lord God, the people on the other side, oh Lord God. I pray, oh Lord God, that you show your love and mercy, Lord God, and that they bring a true repentance. And Lord, just like in Exodus, that you said that you sent your terror before them to throw into confusion all the people among whom that they came, Lord God, that the enemies turn their backs on them, and that you will send the hornets ahead of them, Lord God. Lord, that they release the hornets, Lord God, so that they will drive out the enemies of Israel, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Lord God, I also pray that there be a truth, Lord God, that we come against the lying, the murder, the hatred, the Amalekite spirit that one of the sisters had mentioned earlier, but also, Lord God, that you release truth to the media, Lord God, your truth, Lord God, so that the people of the world will see what you are doing and what is actually being done, Lord God, that they will rise up as one and put a stop to this. But more than everything, Lord God, we just thank you for that you and you alone will be glorified on all the earth. And we thank you, oh God, we thank you that you will be glorified and that you are the tide turner. You will turn this around in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit, we speak light be into all of the root of the situation, Lord, the dark roots of the enemy, those roots that he had hidden, Lord, we say, light be. We proclaim the blood of Jesus over every innocent person, Lord. Keep them hidden, Holy Spirit, under your presence. Let the Holy Spirit, let your presence, let your wind, your water, your fire, your oil, and your light be upon Israel and be upon those who are supporting Israel, Lord. We ask for the harvest. The harvest in the Middle East, that billion soul harvest, Lord, and that it let it be, Father, by your timing, not by the enemy's timing, Lord. Lord Jesus, you will have your harvest in the Middle East. You will have your harvest in the nations. And I pray, Lord, that you would give the ecclesia, the hidden remnant, the ideas to begin to find those lost souls, Lord, because there are people that are warriors, but they're still in the world. They already have the DNA. They already have the prayers in them. So awaken them at night, Lord, and I pray and I bind every spirit of trauma trying to attach itself to the Palestinian people, to the people in Jerusalem, and to Israel, and all those involved, Lord. There will be no spirit of trauma piercing the minds of people. Let this peace of God be in the hearts of and minds of men, even the soldiers, Lord. In Jesus' name, we declare these things. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of death to flee, spirit of death that caused destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take the name of Jesus and I break every power of demonic in the spirit realm. You have no right, no authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, death, flee. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I release the spirit of faith. I release the spirit of love over the heart of people in Palestinian, of the people in Israel, and all the people of all this world that come together, that they will come and walk in love. I speak the spirit of love, love, in the name of Jesus, to be released right now in the spiritual realm. There will be no power that above the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord and he is the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, and every demonic must bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name, Satan, I command you to stop the death, destruction in this realm. I have no authority. I have the name that is above every name, and you know it. You must bow, surrender to the name of Jesus. Surrender, submit to this name. Submit to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak the peace and love over the heart of people. Let there be love over all the earth. Let the glory of God shine through all the earth. Let there be peace on this earth. The time is not yet. You will not stop God's timing. It is not yet. The harvest must come. Awake, Bride of Christ. Awake, you are chosen. You have been called. Rise up. Take authority over demonic realm. Fast, pray without ceasing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for we have, what do we have? The mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We have the name of Jesus, just like Peter and John went to pray. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise and walk. So Bride of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, take the name of Jesus and break the power of this demonic right now. Break it. Break it. They must submit. They must bow. Men, angel, those in heaven and those on earth and under the earth, they must bow to this name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I have the name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's all sufficient, the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, let there be peace. Amen and amen and amen.
Come before you, God. Thank you so much, God, for this opportunity to pray for Israel, Lord God, and in the Middle East, Lord. Lord, I just come before you and stand before the gap between you and in the Middle East right now, Lord. I ask, Lord God, for forgiveness, Lord God. What is the root cause, the hatred that was inflicted upon the descendants of Ishmael, Lord? We ask forgiveness, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that you will deal in this root, Lord God, and apply the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Father, Lord God, that you will have mercy upon the descendants of Ishmael, Father God. We ask forgiveness in behalf of these descendants, Lord God. And I just pray, Father, that you will open their eyes, Lord God, just like you remove the skin from the eyes of Saul, or now Paul, Lord God. I pray, God, have mercy upon these people, Lord God. We love them, Lord God. You love them more, Lord God, because you died for them, Lord God. You died for their sins, Lord. That was, and also, Lord God, I pray, Father, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father God, we pray for a release of healing, God, to the people who are affected by this war, God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would minister to all those that are mourning and grieving over their loved ones and people that have died through this, God. We pray that you would give them peace, God, peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We pray, God, that you would strengthen them, oh God. We speak peace even to Israel, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that somehow you bring a resolution in all this situation, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that through this, God, that souls would come to your kingdom, God, that people would turn to you, that people will cry out to you, God, and that they would yield to you, God, and surrender to you, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus for your divine turnaround in this situation, God. We thank you, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So, God, we call forth those things, God, that you have, God, even during this time to come forth now in the name of Jesus. We cancel the plans of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to bring destruction, to bring death, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your purposes will be fulfilled, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your plans will stand in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would release healing upon your people in their minds and their spirits, oh God, whatever form of way, God, those that have been, God, traumatized through all of this, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you will, God, visit by them, oh God, let your presence saturate them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Your word says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Father, right now we bless you for all the prayers that have gone forth, but you've already spoken in Psalm 2, God. We know that the nations have come together to conspire against Israel, to conspire against your people, to conspire against the innocent. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray a halt and a ceasefire to the enemy's plans. The Lord arise and let your enemies be scattered. And Father, I praise you because you are about to do a miracle that is of biblical proportions in that region. I thank you, Lord God, that this will be a day that we will see something on the scale of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. You're going to perform a miracle. So demonstrate your power and your glory in the midst of this entire region in the name of Jesus. And as I pray this, I also repent on behalf of my country, the United States, for funding terror, God. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy over our borders, mercy over the borders of our allies, mercy over the borders of Israel, God. And I pray, Father, for the exposure of the eternal betrayal and breaches that have brought about this war within Israel, whether it be people who are of Israel, of Jewish descent, or even Palestinians. I repent for those decisions that have been made, even against the leadership and the government structure, Lord God. And I pray that you would expose and eliminate that. Father, I know that this war took place on Putin's birthday. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will overturn the enemy's plans to bless Putin on his birthday. And I decree instead that the spoils of the Lord will be released. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray against global backlash against Jews, Christians, people who are supporting Israel and Palestine. God, I ask that you would bring peace where there is intent for war even. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would expose internal workings and systems set in place to further this war, even systems within governments and people within the United States and in other countries who have been put in place to further expand this war and to make it something that you never intended before its time. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now for mercy over the innocent, over the children, the Palestinians, the Israel citizens, God, regardless of their nationality. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you would bring a rapid end, that you would change the hearts of the leaders. God, your word says the heart of the king is in your hand. So I'm asking you to turn the heart of the king toward you, to soften the heart of those, God, who are making decisions for war. We know that Israel is called to protect itself, and we know that we do and continue to bless Israel. But I ask for those who would seek to further this war, whether they be Iranians, Iraq,
even people who we thought were our allies, it will become clear who is for us and who is for the Jews. We will know at the end of this. So Father, I pray for an exposure now. Prepare our hearts for whatever is ahead. Wherever we live, whatever country we're in, show us what we need to do to prepare, not just in the natural, but in the spirit, God. Prepare our minds, God, for what is ahead. We break mental warfare. We break psychological warfare. We break agro-terrorism, cyber-terrorism, every planned attack through our energy grids and economic terrorism, even jobs and in the labor market where the enemy would seek to cause a falling of the economy as a result of this war. God, I'm just asking for mercy. I'm asking for a delay of the enemy's plan, but instead the Lord arise and let revival break out. God, I pray for salvation and deliverance, God, for the people of Israel. Appear in dreams to Palestinians and to Jews and to those who are non-believers all over the region, God. We just ask for mercy and that revival, salvation and deliverance instead would be our portion for this war. God, we just ask that you would dry up the funds and the resources of those who fund this war, God, and change the hearts and minds of the church, who many are scattered in many areas about this and have opinions, but let us have the opinion of the Lord, which is to pray for Israel, regardless of what we believe or think, and to pray for the innocent and those who are affected, and to pray for salvation and deliverance. Lord, bring unity, bring peace for your glory and your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I give you thanks. I give you thanks because we know that you are with your people, because we know that you are with all of us. Because we know, Lord, that you never leave us alone, that you are our Father, that you are the great God that always, always fulfills the promises, Lord. And today we just ask you, Lord, that we just cried out for your divine intervention in Israel and on all the regions that are surrounding your people. Father, we are your people too. We are also part of Israel. We are one people now. And in the name of all the Israelis people, we just cried out for you, Father. Father, help us. Help us now. We are just in this horrible battle. We just ask you, Lord, come and just show us your power. Show us that you are the great warrior, that you have Israel in your hands, that nobody can ever conquer us because you made us, because you created us, because we are part of your heart and you made us. We are your children. We are the apple of your eye. So we just cry out and help us, Lord. Oh, just redeem us. Redeem us from all our sins. Redeem us from everything that we've done wrong, Father. We just ask you, Lord, that you come and you protect us at this time because we need you. Just heal all the trauma. Heal all the people from all their wounds, Lord. Even, you know, in their emotions and in their bodies, Lord, just help them and make them see, Lord, that you are their Father, that you are their healer, that you are their Savior right now. Just reveal yourself to your people right now, Lord. Reveal to them, Lord, who you are, Lord. Give them, Lord, wisdom. And I ask wisdom also for all the leaders, for Prime Minister Netanyahu and for all the leaders that are getting together right now. Lord, put your words in their mouths, Lord. Just put your words in their mouths so they can be peace, so they can come, Lord, into just something that can get them be together, Lord, in agreement, Lord. And just bring your restoration over Israel because your cities are being bombarded, Lord. I just pray for Tel Aviv. I just pray for Jerusalem. I just pray for Gaza. I pray for all these places, Lord. You know, this is your country. This is your children, Lord. Lord, they need you right now. And I just plead for your blood over them right now, Lord. I just plead for your blood, Lord, before every single warrior, every single people that is right now battling, Lord. And for the children. Lord, oh, just stop all these battles, all these killings, Lord. I just beg you, I just plead you, Lord, stop them, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to come and stop them, Lord, because they're killing your chosen ones. They're killing your, Lord, the love of your heart, Lord, and we are part of them. Because of the Jews, we are saved, Lord, and you know, Lord, you know that they are part of your heart, Lord, so we just plead you, just be their voice, just be their strength, Lord, because because you, Lord, you are the one who has all the victories, even from the beginning. Lord, restore your nation, restore righteousness right now, Lord. Just bring, Lord, to the Palestinians, Lord, wisdom to them. Let them see, Lord, that they're just doing something that is completely crazy, Lord. Just help them to see the truth, Lord. Just let them see the truth that they're battling you. They're making war to you, Lord. They don't see. They're blinded, Lord. They have so much hate in their hearts, Lord. But today we just ask you, Lord, to just be compassionate to them, Lord, and make them see who you are so they may repent and come, Lord, to the light, Lord. I just pray for peace for your people. I pray peace for the Palestinians. I pray peace for the entire world, Lord. Even all the riots that are coming up in the U.S. and in different countries in Europe, Lord, they have to stop now. People are getting nervous and with anxiety, Lord, and they're coming, Lord, without thinking what they're saying, and they are just attacking people who are completely innocent, Lord. We just ask you for your peace, for your love, and your revelation, Lord. We need, Lord, that you reveal yourself to all of them, Lord. Please, Lord, talk to them in their dreams, Lord. Talk to them in visions. Give them visions, Lord, but just make yourself true and make themselves, Lord, that you are the only God, Lord. We just plead for your peace and for your love at this time, Lord, because this killing has to stop in the name of Jesus. And I just plead for your blood right now all over the world, all over the world. And I just say, and I rebuke any possibility of a third world war. I just rebuke that even right now, Lord. There's not going to be, Lord. We are not going to open more doors for more war in the world in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just say to you, Lord, it's in your hand. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of Peace, Lord. And you died on the cross, Lord, because you paid the price for our peace. So I just ask you, Lord, to just bring, Lord, your restoration, your wisdom, Lord, and Lord, that people may come to repentance right now in the name, that they will not make any more horrible machines to die or to kill others, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to bring them to you, Lord, and that make them free from every demonic spirit that is coming against them, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, just deliver them right now, Lord, and make them see that you are the only true God. We just bless Israel with victory right now. We just bless victory, Lord, because you are blessing your people right now. And I just say that this war is just to tell all the people that Israel is your people, that they are your children, and that you are their God. So I just say, Lord, that Israel is going to come out completely in a great victory, Lord, as always, Lord, and that all the other nations will be ashamed, and they will know that you are the true God. I just give you all praise right now, and I just feel rejoicing. I feel, Lord, that you are doing something right now, that you are moving your angel armies right now, that we are going to see, Lord, that you are also battling this war for your people, Lord, and that your victory is yours. It's yours. In Jesus' name, I just give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Father God, I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy coming against Israel now in Jesus' name. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness, Lord. Let those gathered against Israel be scattered. Send out your lightning, O Lord, and scatter the enemy. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. No weapon formed against Israel shall prosper. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against Israel. Israel will overcome every strategy of hell coming against their life. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light. Israel receives the plans of God for their life, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring them to an expected end. Israel is delivered from every satanic trap and plot against their lives. I release the whirlwind to scatter those who would conspire against Israel. Let those who devise their hurt be turned back and brought to confusion. Let the nets that they have hid catch themselves, and into that very destruction let them fall. I bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah in the name of Jesus coming against Israel, and hide Israel from the secret counsel of the wicked. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Father. Let your will in heaven be done here on earth regarding Israel and this conflict in the Middle East, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, God, we just honor you and we love you. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you've sent your only son for all of us, Heavenly Father, that Israel belongs to you. And we just decree and declare that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, faithful and true. We declare the authority of Jesus Christ over Israel. We declare holy fire of your Holy Spirit. We declare your anointing of your Holy Spirit over Israel now. We thank you that you send forth your angel armies to protect Israel, to bring your mighty holy fire, to bring your deliverance, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you that you've given us your living word. We declare your victory. We declare Psalm 91 over Israel. We declare Psalm 68, Heavenly Father, arise as your enemies scatter in fear. Heavenly Father, we declare John 17 over Israel, that Jesus, you finished the Father's work. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the time has come that you unveil the glorious splendor of your Son, Jesus Christ, that Jesus is able to magnify your glory, that they will see you, Heavenly Fathers, our God, the only true God. We ask that you reveal your Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, that your Holy Spirit will be able to lead them into the truth of who Jesus is as our one true Savior, as our one true Messiah. Heavenly Father, God, we worship you, we honor you, and we love you, and we just thank you that you send forth your Holy Spirit to hover over Israel, hover over America as well, and all your nations who belong to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you send forth your Holy Spirit to hover over Israel and bring forth Christ. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your mighty power to deliver. We thank you for your mighty power to save. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you visit them in dreams, that you send forth your angels, Lord God, to speak your gospel, that you speak through dreams, Lord God, that you speak from the mouths of your people, from the mouths of angels, from the mouths, Lord God, of babies, of children, Lord Jesus, that speak the truth of who you are as the one true God. We thank you, Jesus, and we just decree and declare that you are the one true King. You are the one true Lord, Lord Jesus, and we declare your perfect authority is established over Israel. We decree and declare that every lie is uprooted now in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that your truth, Lord Jesus, is planted now in Israel in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We love you. And we worship, we praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that we praise you, that your mercy endures forever. And you are loving and you are kind, Lord God, always. We thank you that you are love, and we speak your love over Israel. We speak your kindness that leads them to repentance over Israel. We speak your mercy over Israel. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers them. We thank you that the name of Jesus is our strong tower, that you help us to understand your word, Heavenly Father. You help us to live out your word as we pray out your word, that you help us, Lord God, that we run to the name of Jesus. It is our strong tower, and we are safe and protected in your name. We are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And right now, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would give Israel the heart of Christ to love you. We ask that you would give Israel the eyes of Christ to see you, the ears of Christ to hear you, the heart of Christ to love you, and the mind of Christ to know you, the revelation of your heart, the revelation of your love, the revelation of Jesus as Messiah, the revelation of the truth of who you are and who Israel is in your eyes, the revelation of your living word, Heavenly Father. We ask you now for the mind of Christ, and we ask you by faith that you put on the full armor that you've given us in Ephesians, that you put on Israel the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, your living and active word. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, and we worship you that you've already given everyone, you've given each of us, all of your people, Heavenly Father, the victory through Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we honor you, and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You fight on, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on, you fight on, oh, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on, Lord, you fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on, you fight on. Bless you, people of God.
Perfect. In Jesus' name, we pray for
innovative strategies from heaven to enable the Israelis to know exactly how to go about rescuing those who are currently hostages. And we pray also for all the peacemakers in the region, that they will get clear strategies from heaven and then be put in strategic places of influence where they can bring about peace. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Father God, we say thank you tonight. Father, we say thank you, and we stand in agreement with all the prayers raised. And God, Lord, we speak Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6, which says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God had chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people, thou are upon the face of the earth." Father God, we say thank you for your people, for your nation. And Father God, we continue to lift them up, and we continue, Father God, to plead your blood upon all borders, O God. Father God, in the east, in the north, in the west, in the south of Israel, Lord. Father God, Lord, as your word says, O God, Lord, what you have blessed, who you have blessed, no man can curse. And Father God, we continue, Father, to push back, Lord Father God, the demonic powers, O God, of provocation. Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord Father God, your blood, Father God, upon this nation. And Father God, we want to continue to pray, Lord, for the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Father, give that man strength. Lord, he needs your strength. He needs your wisdom. He needs your guidance. He needs your understanding. Lord, we continue to cry out, to pour upon him, anoint him. Father God, open his spiritual eyes to see what you want him to see. Open his spiritual ears to hear your voice. Father, assign him, Lord, Father God, those, the true friends of Israel, O God. Father, give him, O God, the strategies, O God. Give him wisdom. Father God, when he speaks, Lord, in the meetings, those secret meetings, those conversations, the phone calls, Lord, that he is having, Lord, with the military. Father God, Lord, with the men and women, Lord, worldwide. Father, we are asking you to give that man divine wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. We decree and we declare wisdom, O God. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Lord, strengthen him physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Father God, may he call, Lord Father God, when he goes into his room, in his quiet place, in his office, may he fall on his knees and begin to call upon your name, O God. You said, when you call upon my name, you will be saved in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, Lord, as I close, Lord, I want to pray, O God. Father, we want to pray, Lord Father God, for the border, O God, to open, Lord Father God, for the food, for the medical supplies, for the water, O God. Father, you said whatever door you have opened, no man can shut it. Father, we pray, we see, O God, on the news, according to the reports, there are food, there are trucks waiting to go in. But Father, there's a blockage, there's a delay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every delay and every blockage will be lifted tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we are asking you, oh God, let the food come in, let the water and the medical supplies come in tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. We thank you, Father God, for being righteous and faithful. We thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Gaborah. We thank you, Father God, who is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and battle, Father God. We thank you that it is you who fight for us, Father God. We ask that you will fight for all Israel, Father God, with everything concerning them, Father God, that needs to be taken care of. You know each and every need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for stepping in, Father God, and being who you are, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We come against every principality, Father God, every power, Father God, every evil and heavenly realm, Father God. We come against it right now. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it into the seas and the abyss. In the name of Jesus, you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven, Father God. We loosen everything that needs to go to your people, Father God. We bind up all those principalities principalities and powers, Father God. We bind them up right now. You said we have power to tread upon the serpents and the scorpions and all power to overcome the kingdom. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you that we are seated in heavenly places, Father God. We thank you that these prayers will avail much, Father. We thank you for what you are about to do, Father. We thank you, Father God. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I just want to lift up to you the soldiers, God, the Israeli soldiers, the people that have come in that have not been trained. I mean, they've been trained in war, but they haven't been active, Father. They've been reservists, and some are new. There's volunteers. The amount of people coming in to at this time is just amazing, Father. But I just ask that you would unify them, God. I unify their strategies, Lord God. Unify their spirits, Lord God. Unify them, Lord God. I pray that you would send your angels to minister to them, Father God. Minister and speak to them your plans, God, your plans. And that you would also open up the eyes of the Palestinians, God, and that they would see there is more against them than is for them in this battle. Not to bring them harm, Father, but to bring them salvation and peace, that your angels will minister peace, God, as they go forth. And as their eyes are opened, God, that they will turn from the ways of evilness, the ways that have been perpetrated through their culture, Father God, and through the way they were raised, and they would see the salvation of the Lord God, that their eyes would be opened, and that through that, God, your peace would go into the Gaza Strip, that it would go into the other areas where war is planned to break out, Father God, that the people, their eyes would be open and there would be a unity. God, there would just be a supernatural overwhelming of your spirit that would bring peace, and that your spirit would, they would see that that you are here to not bring them harm, but to bring them joy and peace and salvation, God. And I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we pray against every stray missile and every warhead, everything that shoots out. Lord, we stop it from reaching innocent children, infants, teenagers. We stop those, we divert those missiles against the innocent. In the name of Jesus. We send these missiles away from those that is not meant for. Stray missiles, we redirect you in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray safety and security, a firewall of protection around the children, around the teenagers, around the innocent. In the name of Jesus, we shield them, we secure them, parameters with angels, on guard, Psalms 91, that through these, Lord, through these interventions, Lord, that men will have encounters with you, even in this season. For it's your desire that all men be saved. It is your desire that men come to the knowledge of salvation. Let this happen in this season. That is not just deliverance from death, but it's deliverance from eternal damnation. Let there be, Lord, your release across the nations, even at this time, that men will have encounters with you, that men will have revelations of who you are and your love for them. Let, Lord, this season be a season of revival, a season of the downloads of the Spirit of the living God, move around even amongst the soldier camps. Move around even in where hostages are. Move around where people are huddled in fear and desperation. Just move, for the glory, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So in this time, O Lord, show yourself mighty. Show yourself glorious. Show yourself on behalf of your people. Be a firewall of protection about them and their glory in their midst. In Jesus, Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Father, we fervently and passionately pray for the peace of Israel, this small nation which is surrounded by so many that despise and want to destroy her. Father, your prophet Zechariah declared that whoever touches Israel touches the apple of your eye. Notice is therefore served on Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and Iraq, Syria, Russia, China, North Korea, any other nation that opposes and comes against your chosen. Father, we ask that you demonstrate your favor and your might for all the world to see. We pray that you would confound and bring to nothing the plans and schemes of nations and factions and groups that are plotting even now to bring about Israel's destruction, and even those allied with her, namely these United States of America. We ask these things in Jesus' name and in agreement with each other. Amen.
Amen. God, I just pray that I pray, Lord, that you keep your people safe. I pray that you keep the children safe, God. And I just pray Psalm 91 over your people, over Israel, God. And I pray that you would help us to stay encouraged in these dark times, God. And I just pray that you would hear our hearts. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for your great goodness. We thank you for your kindness, that you are with us, whatever we are going through. Lord, we pray for the innocents in this war. We thank you, Lord, that your heart is always on the side of the righteous, Lord. And Lord, you show mercy to those who are not righteous. And we want to take our example from you. Lord, we pray that you would send people into Gaza to rescue those who need rescuing, that you would protect those in Israel and Palestine, Lord, whose hearts are turned towards you, who are seeking you, who are doing their best, Lord. Father, would you protect them? Would you protect their hearts? Father, we thank you that your mercy reaches not just the heavens, but the depths of the earth. And we know that we can count on you to be the greatest, kindest, most loving and merciful Father. And so, Father, we do pray for this war to be held back. We stand in agreement with all the prayers that have been prayed. And we say, Lord, let the timing not be yet. Let the timing not be yet for the sake of those that you love. We ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Dear Father, we just thank you. We thank you for just allowing us to come together as one unit, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all of those who are on this call right now. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to come together on one accord to pray for your children, your chosen ones, the Israelites. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name, Father, because you know all that. You see everything. Even before it takes place, Father, you know what's about to go down before it happens, Father. So, Lord God, I know and I trust that your eyes and your hand is over Israel, Lord God, and over the innocent, those who have lost their souls, Lord God. We pray for those, Father, and I pray that they, Father, were saved, the souls that was lost, Father. We pray for the families, Father, who cannot find their loved ones, who are either kidnapped or they're just missing, Lord God. We also lift up the ones, Father, who are in hiding right now, Lord God. Those who are hiding for fear of their lives or losing their life, Father. Lord God, we ask that you send ministering angels to help them, to guide them, and to lead them out, Father. And we pray for those who are still trying to leave out of Israel, out of harm's way, Lord God. We ask that you make a way of escape for them, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, who actually just started the war, Father, for you know in your word, Lord God, that we're in a time where there are wars and rumors of wars, Lord God. Father, we know that your timing is everything and that you command the time, Father, with just your word, Lord God. So we just pray for those, Lord God, who are there, who are just in hiding, who don't know what to do, Lord God. We pray that you give them peace, give them refuge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I also pray for the ones, Lord God, who don't have food to eat, who are missing everything, Lord God, all the nutrients, even water, Father. We pray that you open up the floodgates, Lord God, and allow some emergency equipment, emergency food, emergency shelter to come through, Lord God. We also pray for those who are fighting in the war, Lord God. We ask for your hedge of protection around them and to lead them and guide them, Father. Put your angels round about them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I also want to lift up the president, the prime minister, all of the leaders who are in charge, who are trying to make strategies, Lord God, with this war and try to navigate on what to do and what the right way, what the right thing is to do for your people, Father. We just pray, Father, that you guide them, Lord God. I ask that you just intercede on their behalf, Holy Ghost, and just lead them and guide them and give them the strategies that they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we also pray for the ones, Lord God, whose hearts have turned cold, Father, and who just want war. Father, we pray for their hearts that you turn them towards you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you save them, Lord God. Save the lost souls. Save the ones, Lord God, who just have the spirit of murder, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that you deliver them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray that you raise up a standard, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way, have your way, have your way, Father. Lord God, I just pray for peace because we know that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Jehovah Shalom, Father. We pray for peace across the nations, Father, across even the United States, even with what's going on, Lord God, in the mosque around the country, Father. We pray for peace, Father. Peace, Lord God, and those who just are striving against one another, Lord God, let there be peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just lift them up, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the honor, all the glory belongs to you, Lord God. We thank you that as we pray for the nation of Israel, Lord God, and over New York City, over all the nations and the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand in the gap for the leaders in our communities, our city, states, and our regions, our country, all the countries, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every position that has been appointed or elected. I pray over the minds of the people that they will be separated from the puppet strings of the prince of the power of the air. I sever all the cords that could cause it, all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places to control the position offices of our generations. Father God, give us godly leaders, Lord God. We ask you for godly leaders who will carry on the heritage of the dedication of the nation unto Jesus Christ. Father God, give us the leaders who will not veer off from the foundation of the essence of this nation, Lord God. Let the leaders praise you and hear the word of the Lord spoken through the mouths of the prophets, Lord God, according to your word in Psalms 138:4. Open the doors of utterance in our nations, Lord God, so that the people will hear your word, Lord God. Give us leaders that will cause the families of our nations to be blessed, Lord God. Let your glory be declared among the people, Lord God. And let the healing waters flow in our nation, Lord God, like in Ezekiel 47, verse 9. Let all the leaders in our nation who have turned to idolatry be confounded and turn to worship the Lord God in Psalms 97. I pray that the leaders of this nation will submit their rule to the reign of Jesus Christ, according to Daniel 7:14. I pray that the government and peace of Jesus Christ bring continual increase to our nations, Lord God, and the nation of Israel. I pray for the repentance that will bring healing to the land, Lord God. Deliver the leaders and the people from curses that have come upon the land, Lord God. Give us leaders who will break the covenants with death in our countries, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 28:18. Let every veil of deception spread over America be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 25:7. As the deception is removed, allow the laws to be passed where our children will be taught of the Lord, according to Isaiah 54:13. And our nation will be filled with the glory of the Lord, Habakkuk 2:14. Lord, anoint the leaders to submit to your lordship so that our economical situations can be healed. Let our people build houses and inhabit them, and let them plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Isaiah 65:21. Let them enjoy the work of their hands. Verse 22. I pray that Jesus Christ will rule over all the nations in righteousness and judgment, and that the wicked will be rooted out of our land, according to your word in Isaiah 32:1 and Proverbs 2:22. Let all plans of terrorism against our countries and our leaderships and over Israel and our people be dried up to the root, never to manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that our nations is the inheritance of the Lord, according to Psalms 2, verse 7 and 8. And the kingdom is the Lord's. He is the governor of our nation, Psalms 22:28. Let every president, every Senate member, member of Congress, council members, and all the governmental representatives be subject to the authority, and the authority is the name Jesus Christ, because Jesus is Lord over America, over Israel. We thank you, Father God, for your mighty work. We thank you for the miracle signs and wonders. We thank you that no evil weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank you that you are realigning and shifting the nations according to your will, your purpose, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness and your mercy, because your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek their face, your face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you will go to the Father and you will heal our land. Father God, a lot of people pray, and I know that you hear us, and I know that you're going to the Father and you will heal our land. I feel that. I feel that so strong in my spirit, and I thank you for answered prayer, Lord God. I thank you that you are powerful and mighty, and nothing is impossible with you, Lord God. I give you all the honor, all the praise, all the glory belongs to you. We thank you in advance for what you are about to do, Lord God. And I'm in high expectancy to see what you are going to do and save your people, Lord God. So we love you, Lord, and we thank you in everything, Father God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, I just thank you so much for
Can't hear you.
We're gone.
Sorry about that. Lord, thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I just pray, Lord, that we that you dispatch the Hashakana glory of the living God. And Lord, according to your word in Psalm 24, 7 to 10, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up your ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah, Lord, let them see the King of Glory, Lord God. Lord, let them turn from evil to you, Lord God, to truth and righteousness, Lord God. Lord, collectively, Lord God, those that are called and those that are called to be your people, Lord God, let them lay down their arms. I pray, Lord God, that these people have a Saul to Paul encounter with the living God. And Lord, when you have an encounter with God, you never remain the same. Lord, nothing is impossible with you. Lord, I also pray, Lord God, for the distribution of wealth that these people are using for demonic purposes, Lord God. Lord, wealth and riches are in your house, and your righteousness endures forever. Lord, this is yours. So I pray, Lord God, that their sources dry up, just like they're trying to do with water. Lord God, that these people who are using evil are funding for nefarious purposes, Lord God, that they no longer have the backing, they no longer have the support, Lord God, and they scuttle out of the darkness and into the light, that they get exposed, Lord, even those that are pulling the strings behind there, Lord, that they will have nothing to hide behind, oh Lord God, that they will be exposed. I also pray, Lord God, for the people in power, Lord God, Lord, that you do a shift. Lord, you remove those people that will not come to you. You know who's going to come to you, Lord God. Yes. You've given them so many chances. But Lord, if they will not submit to you, Lord God, that you remove them and place godly people, people on fire, people that will bless your creation, that will bless your people, that will live in the fear of the Lord, Lord God, that they will become in power so that there may be peace, that the Lord, that glory will prevail on all the earth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We're going to conclude for this evening as someone else needs to jump on our Zoom line for a call in just a wee bit. Thank you all for praying. We're going to try to do this every day, although I will be traveling through Europe. So I'm going to try to lean on some of our Awakening Prayer Hub leaders to have these daily Israel calls for me as I won't be able to do it while I'm preaching. But I appreciate all of this. Please continue to pray. Stay aware of the news, but don't buy into everything you hear. Listen to the IDF. I believe they've got the truth, at least on their side. And be very careful with us. Even some of the conspiracy, ultra conservative sites as well, they can also lead you astray. So we're going to put our ear to God's chest and listen, and we're going to come back together. So thank you all. You guys are amazing. All of the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, I love you. Our representation all over the world. I see Pauline as well, and England, and I see just so many of you. So God bless you. Check out awakeningprayerhubs.com for more prayer points on various topics. And guys, we'll see you back again. Thank you so much for joining in.